Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Juvenile Center progresses. Commissioners discuss hiring architects. OA News at OAOA.com. Ector County Commissioners today will take a big step toward building a new juvenile justice center near the county jail south of Odessa on the west side of U.S. 385. After months of discussion and agreement to spend about $26 million on the project, the court will consider hiring the Helmuth, Obata, and Kassebaum architectural firm of Dallas to design the center that will replace the dilapidated one north of town on East Yukon Road. In other business, during the 10 a.m. session in the County Administration Building at 1010 East 8th Street, the commissioners will review bid specifications for transportation services in the medical examiner's office. They will also hear Auditor Randy Donner's presentation of proposed biennial budgets for the Community Supervision and Corrections Department for 2022 and 2023. Consider transferring titles in the Sheriff's Office for a 2015 Chevrolet Caprice and a 2014 Chevrolet Impala for their disposition and removal from the county inventory. Discuss bid specifications for building maintenance and housekeeping supplies and equipment. Consider bids for the administration of medical, prescription drug, and dental benefits, flexible spending accounts, health savings and health reimbursement accounts, and stop-loss reinsurance. Review a 12-month interlocal agreement with the Regional Public Defender's Office that would take effect October 1st. Consider approving an engagement letter for the 2021 independent audit. Review contracts with the Texas Department of State Health Services. Discuss revised procurement policies and procedures, including policy exemptions. Review transferring $30,000 from the legal fees category to claim settlements in the self-funded liability fund. Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Tuesday, July 27th, 2021. Obituary and death notice. Obituary. James Carl Bryant, Odessa. James Carl Bryant, 80, of Odessa, passed away Saturday, July 24th, 2021, after a long battle with dementia and heart failure. He was born October 24th, 1940, in Hobbs, New Mexico, to the late Essie Porter and Jack Bryant. Jimmy is survived by his wife of 60 years, Sue Ellis Bryant, daughters Shelley Bryant Brown and husband Terry, and Amy Bryant Garman and husband Darren, sisters Jacqueline Smith and Walterine Holloman, 5 grandchildren, and 4 great-grandchildren and 1 on the way. Graveside services will be Wednesday, July 28th, 2021, at 10 a.m. at Sunset Memorial Gardens, with Matthew Zare officiating. Carson Brown, Barrett Brown, Brennan Welch, Jax Welch, and Will Morris will serve as pallbearers. In lieu of flowers, please consider a memorial donation to India Children's Ministries, Water Well Purposes, ICM, care of Matthew Zare, P.O. Box 13111, Odessa, Texas, 79768. Death Notice. Ernest Anthony Rios, Odessa. Ernest Anthony Rios, 54, of Odessa, Texas, died Thursday, July 22, 2021, in Odessa, Texas. Funeral service is scheduled for 10 a.m., July 28, 2021, at St. Joseph Catholic Church. Burial will follow at Ector County Cemetery. Arrangements are by Odessa Funeral Home of Odessa.
Hi, this is Jack. I'm reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Tuesday, July 27th, 2021. Education section. MC grad enjoys working at the PPDC. Marina Rodriguez graduated from Big Bend High School in Terlingua in 2007 and then moved to Midland to obtain a job. Midland just seemed like a good place to live, Rodriguez explained. I'm certainly glad I chose Midland. Rodriguez found employment in Midland and married her husband, Jose Galindo. She worked at a call center for 6 years before the center closed in 2014. In the summer of 2016, I decided that I should probably take some college courses in order to have a better chance of getting another job. So I took one class at Midland College, Art Appreciation. At the time, Jose and I had two small sons, and I wasn't sure if I could juggle family responsibilities and going to school. It turned out I got an A in the class, so in the fall, I decided to take more classes and major in business systems. In addition, Marina also landed a temporary job at Midland College Petroleum Professional Development Center, a division of Midland College offering continuing education for the Permian Basin energy industries. By working at the PPDC, I was able to use a lot of the skills that I was learning in my classes, such as creating handouts, reviewing PowerPoint presentations for the instructors, and creating invoice forms, purchase requisitions, evaluation forms, and seminar booklets. Although the temporary assignment was only for 8 months, 6 months later I was hired as a work-study student for 2 months and then hired as an assistant program coordinator. Rodriguez said that she continued taking classes, usually three or four each semester. I learned how to be a very good time manager, she said. It wasn't easy juggling family, school, and a full-time job, but it was worth it. I took as many classes as I could online so that I could study and get projects done after my boys went to sleep in the evenings. My favorite class, however, was an in-person class, Administrative Project Solutions, taught by Sylvia Brown. This class provided us with a simulated work environment. We had to make judgments on how to perform certain tasks and get the work accomplished on a deadline. I think it really helped to develop my critical thinking skills. In May 2020, Rodriguez graduated with an Associate of Applied Science degree in Business Systems and was then promoted to Program Coordinator at the Midland College PPDC. As such, Rodriguez is part of a three-person administrative team responsible for providing high-quality, timely, and pertinent education opportunities to meet the professional development needs of those working in the regional energy industry. Rodriguez and her fellow coordinator, Lori Lindsay, are responsible for marketing classes, arranging seminars and symposiums, preparing curriculum material, enrolling students, and taking care of the day-to-day administrative operations. Lori and I complement each other really well. We have different skills and talents, and we just divide the workload accordingly. I like the variety of work that my job offers. There's always something new at the PPDC. The busy department is managed by Director Erin Van Evera Welsh. She oversees programming and serves as Midland College's liaison with the West Texas oil and gas industry. Marina Rodriguez and her husband Jose have now had a third son. The family consists of Jorge, Adrian, and baby Liam. The family enjoys spending time together and traveling throughout Texas. Their two favorite places are San Antonio and Galveston. They are also looking forward to going back to the Big Bend area and hiking in Santa Elena Canyon. Her sister Marissa has been a role model for her two sisters to attend college. She is also a Midland College grad and received a degree in respiratory care. Her youngest sister, Mariella, is currently taking prerequisite courses for Midland College's sonography program. Now that I have my degree, I plan to continue to take courses so that I can expand my knowledge of the energy industry, Rodriguez explained. I don't have work experience in the industry, but the PPDC offers some great continuing education courses for people who don't have any formal oil and gas education, but find themselves working in the industry. I've already taken Introduction to Oil Field Operations and plan to one day take Oil Field Terminology. Just because I have a degree doesn't mean I have to stop learning. Encore Academy opens. Midland ISD Special Services debuted Encore Academy, which provides life skills education for students with special needs between the ages of 18 and 21. The Encore Academy provides a full apartment home experience and includes a bedroom, kitchen, laundry machines, and a home office, everything needed to prepare special needs students for independent living. Community Benefits from Oil Industry Partnership by Pete Avalos. Oil and gas companies are always on the lookout for highly skilled talent when looking to fill open positions. Where do they look for a strong talent pool? How do they generate positive leads to fill those positions? What are the skills they look for? These are some questions that recruiters, human resources, and talent acquisition departments ask every time they must either replace a person or hire for a new position. Midland College Energy Technology and Diesel Technology programs have developed strong partnerships with local oil and gas companies to help answer some of those questions and fill the employment gap here in the Permian Basin. There is a representation from upstream, midstream, and downstream companies. The partnerships are made up of large corporations such as Chevron, Oxy, Ovintiv, and SM Energy, as well as dependents such as Endeavor and CrownQuest. Just to mention a few, these companies are a very integral part of the educational process. Where do they look for a strong talent pool? Conveniently located in the Permian Basin, MC provides an ideal starting point. As a community college, MC is committed to provide a strong talent pool with individuals that possess a strong foundational skill set. All faculty in the energy and diesel programs have industry experience in oil and gas or the diesel equipment industries. This ensures that the students are not only receiving the theory aspect of instruction, but also instruction from a practical, real-world experience. All courses consist of lecture plus actual hands-on labs. The hands-on labs help to reinforce content and allow students to apply what they've learned in the classroom. How do they generate positive leads to fill those positions? Industry partners are invited to speak to students about opportunities within their respective companies. Some of them attend classes as guest lecturers or speak about a day in the life of an engineer, field service tech, natural gas compressor mechanic, etc. These opportunities provide students with the day-to-day functions of a job in the oil and gas industry. Moreover, it establishes name recognition for the company and allows students to begin networking with individual companies. What are the skills they look for? Every company wants an individual that is already well-versed and experienced, but in reality, those types of individuals are a rare find. MC works hand-in-hand with our industry partners to ensure that students are well-equipped with the fundamental skills necessary to be successful in the industry. Our advisory board, which consists of a diverse group of individuals from these companies, provides feedback in regards to new innovations and changes within the industry. Based on their input, MC will make curriculum changes to the industry, to the energy and diesel programs to ensure students possess skills that are current and relative. The partnership goes beyond providing subject matter expert involvement. These companies also provide scholarships as well as donations of equipment. Scholarships support students in the energy and diesel programs. Over the course of a year, Oxy, Chevron, Ovintiv, Archrock, Midland West Rotary Club have donated in excess of $35,000 towards scholarships. Archrock donated a compressor package valued at approximately $200,000. Other industry partners such as Endeavor, John Deere, Yellow House, and Caterpillar have donated everything from pumps, engines, transmissions, to downhole equipment. They are making an investment in our students' future with these types of donations. Partnerships between Midland College and the oil and gas industry is an important and vital part to developing a well-rounded, skilled individual that is prepared to enter the workforce. Midland College is the gateway for these employers in being able to provide an employee with a fundamentally strong base. We are extremely fortunate to be in the Permian Basin. We are here to support each other for the long haul.
Which ground beef is healthier? Dear Dr. Roach, if the local supermarket offers regular ground beef with 7% fat or grass-fed beef with 15% fat, which is healthier to eat, please? E. Answer. Grass-fed beef has a higher proportion of healthy fats, vitamin A and vitamin E. Grass-fed cows tend to be lower in fat overall, but the way the meat, I assume this is ground beef, is being sold at the supermarket makes that no longer true. Moreover, I would decline to characterize either choice as a healthy option. While there remains vigorous debate about the health harms associated with saturated fat, much of the fat found in beef, most data are clear that eating less red meat like beef and more grains, nuts, fish, legumes, fruits, and vegetables leads to significant health benefits. That doesn't mean you can't have an occasional burger. Much of the fat in a burger is lost during cooking. If you do cook one, you should make the tastiest burger you can. There is not a compelling reason besides taste to choose one versus the other. To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach. Roach's column appears Tuesdays through Saturdays. Readers may write him at P.O. Box 536-475, Orlando, Florida, 32853-6475.
This is the Dear Abby column. Young adult struggling as a full-time caregiver. Dear Abby, I'm 23 years old and caring for my two grandparents. My dad, their only son, lives with them, but avoids them at all costs, no matter how much I beg him to help. He causes more problems than he solves. I graduated from college last year, but because of all the doctor appointments, nurse visits, and attention they need, there's no way I can work. My life is completely absorbed in caring for them. I'm going crazy. They don't want to leave their home and won't pay me or anyone else to care for them, but they need round-the-clock care. I'm not asking for help with them. I'm asking for help with balance. How can I be a young adult and full-time caregiver? Signed, In Difficult Circumstances. Dear IDC, you can't. The longer you allow this to continue, the more trapped you will become. Contact Senior Services and inform them about what's going on with your dad and your grandparents. Then find a job. I am sure there are many available openings right now. You may have to continue living with your grandparents for a while, but as soon as you can manage it, you should live independently. As to your father, tell him that if he doesn't accept at least some of the responsibility for his parents' care, you will report him to Adult Protective Services for neglect. It may not make you popular, but if you don't assume control of your future, you will become increasingly isolated. Dear Abby, I have a strong, healthy bond with my 5 and 8-year-old daughters. When the older one was 6, my wife taught her not to let me see her naked when using the bathroom and bathing. That broke my heart. I'm okay with it now, but my wife is now discouraging them from sitting on my lap. I'm a loving and responsible dad, and I would never do any harm to my kids and or do the things my wife thinks I will do. What should I do? Signed, Not Trusted in California. Dear Not Trusted, what you should do is discuss with her the reasons for her fears about the safety of your daughters. The answer may be that when she was small, she was molested by a male relative she trusted. There is nothing wrong with 5-year-old and 8-year-old sitting on their father's lap. What is troubling is your wife's reaction to it. Dear Abby, my husband of 6 months, whom I do not live with, refuses to agree not to contact his ex-girlfriends. He refuses to send me copies of emails or texts from them and won't agree to allow me to send a polite but firm email requesting they stop contacting him, even though his therapist said it was okay to send. What should I do? Signed, Distrustful in New York. Dear Distrustful, the person you married clearly isn't ready for the responsibility of being a husband. Ask him if he's willing to meet with a licensed marriage and family therapist. If he is unwilling, talk to a lawyer about an annulment. If you do, you may save yourself years of frustration and heartache. You can write to Dear Abby at dearabby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069. Her column is distributed by Universal Press Syndicate.
Horoscope. Happy birthday for Tuesday, July 27th, 2021. You have an upbeat, cheery personality. You are honest, forthright, and generous. You appear self-assured and ready to tell it like it is. This year is an enjoyable, more fast-paced year for you. You will socialize more and seek out exciting situations. You might be in the public eye this year, especially for something related to the arts, writing, or acting. The stars show the kind of day you will have. 5, dynamic, 4, positive, 3, average, 2, so-so, 1, difficult. Aries, March 21st through April 19th. 3 stars. You are proactive, independent, and always ready to defend yourself or others. Today you have strong feelings about someone who is in need of help because they are suffering. If you can help, you will. Tonight, creative possibilities. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th, 3 stars. You feel sympathetic to a friend today, which is why you will have a meaningful heart-to-heart talk with someone, especially a female acquaintance. This same sense of simpatico might resonate with a group, especially if it is a charitable group. Tonight, home repairs. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th. 3 stars. Today, you are seen as being someone who is caring, empathetic, and sympathetic to the needs of others. This is why someone might approach you with their concerns on behalf of a third party or on behalf of themselves. You also might use your influence with a boss to help someone. Tonight, enjoy conversations with others. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd. 4 stars. Your imagination is heightened today, which is why it will give you joy to see beautiful places, pristine parks, museums, elegant architecture, and art galleries. You also might be concerned about the welfare of someone in another country. Tonight, money ideas. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd. 3 stars. Because you feel concerned for the welfare of others today, You might use your resources or the resources of someone else to help them. You might do fundraising. You will want to be generous. This is a good thing, but don't give away the farm. Tonight, you assert yourself. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd, 3 stars. You might attract someone to you today who is sensitive. Ironically, communications with others might be difficult because everything seems to be about feelings instead of words. It's hard to clarify what you want or to hear what others want. Tonight, research and secrets. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd. 3 stars. A coworker or someone you meet through your job might need to confide in you today. They want your understanding or your sympathy. Likewise, you might feel sympathetic concern about a pet. Meanwhile, be aware that health issues could be confusing today. Tonight, talk to someone younger. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st. 4 stars. You are in touch with your muse today, which is why this is a lovely day for those of you involved in the arts or any kind of creative project. In addition, many of you will feel very sympathetic to children today and want to help them or reduce their suffering. Tonight, talk to the boss. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st. 3 stars. A family conversation might be confusing today because the true meaning of things is not understood. Strong feelings blur what is happening. Or perhaps you will feel sympathetic to a family member. Tonight, be sure before you act. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th. 3 stars. Don't worry if you spend time daydreaming today or being lost in a world of fantasy, because we all need days like this. In fact, daydreaming can be refreshing on a temporary basis. Be careful not to misinterpret what others say, and vice versa. Strive to be clear. Tonight, check your assets. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th. 3 stars. Financial issues might be confusing today, which means you should think carefully before you spend a large amount of money. If shopping, you are more inclined to be an emotional shopper rather than a logical, practical shopper. Tonight, an important conversation. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th. 4 stars. Today, your ruler Neptune is lined up with the moon in your sign. A double whammy. You will be so sensitive to the feelings of those around you, you might be an emotional sponge. Therefore, be careful who you hang out with today. Stick with positive people. Tonight, get organized. Astrologer, Georgia Nichols.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.